Thanks, Cardiff. This is Lena. How can I help you?
Yeah, this is Robert Thompson. I had a missed call by you here a while back.
You got missed call by me? By
yeah.
This number?
Yeah.
Okay. So the reason I called you is because we offered you financing in the past. I just wanted to know if you still need it.
Yeah. But how do y'all work, though? Because y'all are just a lending company. You're not a, what you call, a depository bank.
No, we are not a depository bank. We are a commercial leasing and loans bank.
Yeah, but somebody's got to be back for a large loan, though. Who backs y'all for the money, though?
Will get money?
Nah, I mean, somebody's backing y'all, though. That's what I'm saying.
No, it's not like they're backing us. We are partners with many companies who process those loans, and part of these funds is ours. Sometimes part of it is our partner. So
yeah,
we participate in loans.
Yeah. How the people that y'all participate with, then how big a loan can they go up to, or how do they work?
How big? We do up to $1 million.
I mean, y'all don't, but the people that backs y'all or funds y'all does. Y'all
partners. Which one you used? I'm sorry, which one you used for? I didn't get the last question.
I didn't say I used anybody. I said the people that back you or fund you or you all participate with is the one that comes up with that kind of money, not y'all. Y'all just help find somebody to lend the money to me.
No, we are not finding somebody to lend money to you.
Because you're not a bank, man. It's then y'all represent yourself as a bank. If you're not a bank, you're not a depository, then
no,
why do y'all...
No, we are not. We are not a depository bank.
So then why do y'all represent yourself as Bank of Cardiff if you're not a bank?
That's commercial, financial, and leasing Bank of Cardiff. That's our name, but... does it make any difference for you?
Well, I'm from California, so, you know, I'm from Oklahoma.
It doesn't matter. We work in all 50 states.
Okay, well, you may work in 50 states, but then how does the interest rate work between y'all and us?
Oh, this is a factoring loan. This is not the regular interest rate. This is... the unsecure loan where you will know the price of the money which you are borrowing. And we have 40 different programs, even more than 40 now. And it all depends on the qualifications of your business.
Okay, but what I'm saying, y'all have to make money at it too, so y'all have to charge an APR, right?
No, that's what I'm trying to explain. We're not charging APR. We charge because our loans are not always 1 year or 2 years loans. They could be 10 months. They could be 15 months.
Yeah, I understand
that. It's like a lease. It's a factor. It's a price. Like, let's say you're borrowing $1, you're paying back $1.15. Your factor is 1.15.
But see, are y'all going to go off? I don't understand, because a loan company and a bank or anybody that loans money usually charges some kind of an interest rate back to make money.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to explain. Like, for example, if you borrow $100, okay, and you pay back $115, 1.5. So your factor is 1.15. If you ever lease car or truck or anything, you should know what it is. That's a factor. That's a factoring law.
Okay, so do y'all go off y'all's factoring, or do y'all go off state Oklahoma's factoring?
No, it's not a state Oklahoma factoring. No, we don't have that. It's, I believe it's most of the time like it is in Utah. So it doesn't, see, we approve almost everybody, 98%.
I'm not saying you don't approve anybody. I'm not saying you don't loan money. I'm not saying y'all do a 10 or 20 year lease, but I'm just asking, if I was to apply in that, I don't want to get raped on an interest charge where it costs you so much more.
But that's up to you. Okay. That's up to you to accept this loan.
Well, because California, see, I live in Oklahoma, so you'd have to go up Oklahoma statutes because you're not allowed to over.
No, we don't have to go to Oklahoma statutes.
Okay, well, that's what my loan officer said at the bank. So she said if they're not willing to do that, they're probably going to rape you on the interest or whatever. And she said, don't do it.
You know, at the end of the day, it's important if you can make money on this money or you can't. You know, if you can get money somewhere else with the low interest, if, I don't know, Wells Fargo or Bank of America or Chase will give you money with a low interest and they can do it, wonderful. If they can give you enough, we cannot compete with them because they have government subsidies. We don't. And that's the thing. The thing is for you as a business owner to know, can you make money on this money or you can't? What do you need this money for?
I could buy equipment.
For equipment, it's absolutely different story. For equipment, we're paying to the vendor, and you have up to 5 years loan, like in any regular bank.
Yeah, but they
Equipment is a secured loan.
Yeah. I still got interest on that secured loan, too.
Absolutely. You know, whenever you borrow money, you pay interest. I hope you know that.
Well, no, yes, but I'm saying I'm not going to apply, and y'all try to give me like a 29.9% interest rate, which is stupid and ignorant, and I never signed for nothing like that. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Maybe you're not understanding what I'm saying.
On equipment, you mean on equipment loans? On equipment loans, our interest starts with interest in a single digit. So we will not charge you 29% on equipment because this is the secure loan.
My word. Don't y'all go off a credit base?
Not because we have different programs for any credit. Pretty much for any credit, even under 600, we can get a loan.
Yeah, how big a loan, though, if it's under 600?
I don't know. Why is your credit so bad? You worry about it?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't checked my credit score in a long time. But, I mean, I have things loaned through the bank. I have things loaned through loan companies. That's fine. I mean, I make my payments. I do well with them.
Yeah. So what is your worry? You can at least, if you want, you can apply, and we will tell you exactly what we can do. It depends on what you are buying and what for you are buying it. It's a, you know, and yeah. Your personal credit matters too.
Oh, I know it does.
Yeah. So what kind of equipment do you need right now?
Well, I was looking at probably a medium-sized tractor and took a little bit of attachments.
Okay, do you know how much it will be?
I was thinking probably in the ballpark about close to 80,000.
80?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your gross annual sales?
Yearly?
Uh-huh.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
I think I was peaking at about $220,000 last year.
Mm-hmm. I see. And if you have a decent credit, that's possible.
Yeah, I don't know if I do or not. It's been a couple years since I've checked it.
So we can check. As soon as you will apply, we will check.
Yeah.
That's not a problem.
Well, how do you apply for it then?
how I can send you an email with the list of documents we will need from you, and that's how you apply. You send me this list of documents. What is your email at?
Well, what do you mean? What kind of documents would you have to have?
Okay, we will need to have 3 most recent bank statements, first pages, and we will need application and description or invoice or quote what you're going to buy. We need to know on what you're buying. That's it. Application and 3 first pages of your bank statement.
Didn't you say y'all do like a supply, like a loans where you can buy like materials and stuff for like the farm?
Yeah,
like
we do that too. Unsecured loans. Yeah.
Unsecured loans.
Mhm.
Yeah, but let's say if my credit score is like a mid 5, then what? Would y'all figure out a different way of going about trying to do something?
Yeah, we can. But how long you've been in business?
2005.
2005, so long enough. Yeah, we might be able to get it for you.
But I just don't want to waste my time and y'all's time.
See, without it, we cannot tell you exactly what you can get. So it's up to you. If you need this equipment, if this equipment will make your business make more money for you, If you really think that this equipment can improve your bottom line, then you should do it.
Would y'all consider cattle as equipment? Where you could you loan against cattle, or would that be like an unsecured loan?
No, not cattle, because you're not keeping it, right?
Yeah, you raise them and you keep the cows that you got the loan on.
Yeah, no, that's not going to be considered equipment.
I mean, you don't do loan on cattle, though?
No. We can do, I mean, the same working capital loan, which is unsecured loan. But
How the hell would they be unsecured, though? Because, like, I've borrowed money against cattle, and I used them as the collateral.
Yeah, I know. We are not asking for collateral. We give you loan just based on your 6 most recent bank statement.
Yeah, I don't know. I better not. I need to stay with the in-state in Oklahoma and mess with my... I got 3 banks.
Can your bank borrow you enough money?
Yeah, I just didn't want to... I was just curious how y'all work, and I was just curious of what it took. And since I've already got a pretty good establishment with my 3 banks that I bank with and run my business with,
yeah.
I think
and they with. And they will loan you money with 500 in your FICO score. Your credit is a little over 500. You said. Okay.
No, I didn't say it was. I was just asking for an example if it was. I'm not saying it is.
Oh,
I haven't checked in 2 years. Yeah, if you pay attention and listen to the details, you'll know what I'm talking about.
I'm trying. So at least if you need to apply with them, you need 2 years tax return, you need your
year's basis. That's the beauty of part of the bank. They already have all that. You know, they have already, I've already well established myself with them, so I don't have to worry about nothing. I was just curious, you know, there's always an opportunity maybe out there for a better deal, and this deal here, I don't think it's that good because you're not the actual deposit. You're not an actual depository like I thought you were because it said bank of whatever you are, and you're not a bank. You're just a lending leasing company.
Again, like I told you, if you can get better loan with your bank, sure, you should do whatever is best for your business.
I was just calling to see how y'all work. That was it. Period.
I understand. I appreciate.
I called the Better Business Bureau to see where y'all stand, and that's the ones that told me you're not
Our standing is very good with Better Business Bureau. You can see our website.
I told them, you know, I just wanted to see what kind of lease, what kind of bank or whatever y'all were, and they said you were in a depository. So I was like, well, maybe I need to check them out and see what they're really about, man, and that's why I called.
Sure. So if you want, I can send you this email with a list of documents. If
I appreciate y'all, and just take me off your call list so you don't call me back anymore.
Okay, thank you.
I don't have any business with y'all. Thank you much. You have a wonderful day.